At the very heart of panic, and underpinning all its attributes, is an overwhelming sense of powerlessness and lack of control in the face of the physical sensations. Such is the dread of the next attack that you're always walking on eggshells, in a state of constant vigilance. Many adopt the policy of running out of the situation the moment they feel one beginning, since they know no other way to get relief from the intolerable sensations, while others phobically avoid going to places or engaging in activities which they know from experience would trigger an attack. The fundamental premise of my approach is about developing confidence at dampening down the sensations through simple exercises designed to calm an overreactive nervous system and substitute instead a state of lower arousal. All that is required for you to achieve that is frequent practice of the exercises and the courage to change. For those who are unfamiliar with the book, or who simply want to recap some of the essential facts about panic, what now follows is a short summary. After that is the emergency drill. Essential listening whenever your anxiety levels have begun to escalate out of control and you feel you're on the verge of a panic attack. Listening to it will focus you on what will work best at a time when you may feel too frantic to concentrate or organize your thoughts. The maintenance exercises teach you how, with regular practice, you can train your body to remain always in a state of low nervous system reactivity, and by so doing, prevent attacks being triggered as frequently. What is panic? Panic is a state of excessively high nervous system reactivity, during which you feel that you're in extreme danger, even though no real danger exists. A panic attack is a highly disturbing and unpleasant experience. You may find it difficult to breathe, your heart can be beating alarmingly fast, you can feel dizzy, shaky, wobbly-kneed, sweaty, or your stomach can become a sickening knot of tension. Confused and frantic, your mind is dominated by an overriding fear that something awful is about to happen. That you might stop breathing, get a heart attack, lose control, go mad, or embarrass yourself. Panic is very, very common. There is no evidence whatsoever that panic is genetic, or that any specific biochemical abnormality is to blame. It is not, in any sense, nor does it lead to, a physical or psychiatric illness. What is consistently found is an overreactive nervous system, and a tendency on the part of sufferers to misinterpret the internal sensations as signifying something dangerous or having socially undesirable consequences. The symptoms of panic are caused by a sudden surge of the hormone adrenaline into your bloodstream, which happens whenever you feel insecure or threatened. This surge is known as the fight or flight response, and is so named because its aim is to prepare you to fight the enemy or flee the danger. As such, it is protective in nature and completely harmless, which can seem puzzling since its symptoms are accompanied by an intense feeling of fear or apprehension and are highly unpleasant. Panic always begins in a climate of stress, pressure, fear, or anxiety, when there are extra psychological demands to be dealt with, which involve more challenge, struggle, or uncertainty than usual. Whenever your identity is threatened and is in danger of being radically altered, physically, psychologically, or socially, Your nervous system goes on alert. There are a whole host of traumas which can therefore trigger panic attacks. A bereavement, surgery, an assault, a rape, a car crash, a fire. As a child, such insecurity can follow the death or divorce of parents, bullying, or child abuse, whether it be verbal, physical, or sexual, where someone trusted becomes a danger. Panic attacks can follow many dramatic changes in life, such as when a relationship ends in betrayal, following a disability or a life-threatening illness, or a period of extreme financial insecurity. The harsh judgment of others can trigger them, such as may follow the loss of a job, intimidation or harassment, or a business failure. Even the very thought of what people would think if you failed an exam, made an obvious mistake, couldn't meet an important deadline, or were known by others to be unable to cope. Near-death and out-of-body experiences, drug-induced altered states, and spiritual openings where other dimensions of consciousness are unexpectedly accessed can be extremely frightening and frequently elicit panic attacks. The situations in which a first attack occurs are endlessly varied. It can be during an obvious peak of stress, like the beginning of an exam, or after receiving bad news. Or it can be while doing something quite ordinary, like watching TV, having a meal in a restaurant, or on the train home after work. It's equally common to experience them only at night, where you're woken from sleep, gasping for breath. On average, attacks tend to last between 5 and 20 minutes, and most people are constantly on guard between attacks. Normal life becomes eclipsed, and all you think about is preventing another attack, besides what the implications are for your sanity, your job, and your long-term future prospects. With your energy sapped and with a shorter fuse, you may become more irritable. Simple tasks are too much, and social events an ordeal. There's a sense of disconnection with projects, people, and plans. Your concentration and capacity to make decisions isn't good. Sleep may become disrupted, and alcohol, cigarettes, or other substances may function more and more as a sedative or anesthetic. Internally nervous of certain triggers, such as crowds, heated discussions, sex, or warm, sweaty environments, you begin phobically avoiding them, fearful of being trapped and unable to escape. It becomes agony to have to attend meetings, go to church or the cinema, remain at dinner tables, stand in long queues, sit in hairdressers, barbers, or dentists' chairs, take taxi rides, or engage in long-winded conversations. Many ultimately find their inner world dominated by low self-esteem, fear, depression, and thoughts of ending it all. In order to interrupt this downward spiral of fear and limitation, and eliminate panic attacks from your life, you must learn to dampen down the reaction going on within your nervous system. The emergency drill which comes next will help you to do this during an attack.